the Saturday Splash with Maddie and Lynn from the Greenville County Soil and Water Conservation District.
Now, gardening.
Ooh, that sounds daunting.
It does sound daunting, and I will tell you that I'm in year two of gardening, and I'm going to tell you all the magical secret to growing a great garden. Everybody ready? Is everyone listening? Okay, so I have what I always considered to be a black thumb, meaning I cannot grow anything. We, at our gala several years ago, we did a luau theme, and one of the table gifts was an air plant. Air plant sounds easy, right?
Plant that sits in the air.
Anyone can keep
an
air plant
alive. You don't have to soil it. You don't have to water it.
Yeah, no, not so much. My air plant dead within 2 months. So this gives you my level of gardening expertise before I started this. But our boss, Kirsten, who is our district manager, she had the idea to hook me up with a book called Square Foot Gardening. And it totally made sense to me. This is a plan where, generally speaking, you used raised bed gardens. And I have, in my yard now, I have 2 4x4 foot raised bed gardens. Ideally, you'd fill these gardens with compost that you created yourself. And with composting is awesome, and we will talk about that at a further date. However, if you don't have compost, you make Mel's mix. Now, Mel is the fellow who wrote Square Foot Gardening, and his mix calls for vermiculite, peat moss, and 5 different kinds of compost. 5 different kinds, you ask. Why? So that your plants can get all of the nutrients that they need. So in my garden, you can go to Lowe's, Home Depot, you can go online at Amazon, you can go anywhere to get these different kinds of compost. So what I have is I have a mushroom compost in my garden. I have a regular organic made from food waste compost. I have earthworm castings, which are incredibly nutritious for plants.
Worm poop is the best thing you can put on your plants.
It's so awesome. I have chicken compost and I have cow manure. And all of those things, you would think, ooh, cow manure, that smells. No, it doesn't. It just smells like beautiful earth because it's been composted. So it's not like you're taking cow patties and throwing them right in your garden. So what I did was there is a method to how much of each item that you have to put in. And I would refer you to Square Foot Gardening, the book, in order to do that. We will put a link on our website, SaturdaySplash.com, and you can find that book. But what you do is you mix up these 5 composts, you mix with peat moss and vermiculite. And what that does is it makes the soil very light so that the roots can grow in the soil and it's not trying to jam down in our very heavy clay that we have here in the upstate. So the other big theory about this is that you section your garden off into 1-foot squares. And what that does for you, the overarching theme is only grow what you're going to eat, which was revolutionary, and it turned like a light bulb into my mind.
So many people I know are always coming up to me, oh, I overgrew my tomatoes, I overgrew my zucchini, can you take a pound off my hands? Like,
yeah, and you know,
if you're not going to eat that much, you don't need to grow that much.
And part of the difficulty or part of the thing that seems so daunting about gardening is you always see people with these long rows or these big beds of gardens, and they might have like 20 or 30 zucchini plants. And, you know, when they plant everything and they put a whole bunch of seeds in the ground, and then you say, oh, well, you're only supposed to, you know, grow zucchini like 2 feet apart from each other. So then once everything has sprouted and it's come up, now you have to go in and you have to thin your plants and everything. Square Foot Gardening puts a total change on that. What they tell you to do is, if, for instance, you can grow 4 plants in a 1-foot square, miraculously, plant 4 seeds.
Mm.
Plant 4 seeds. Plant them in a grid pattern, and then you can know if something is growing outside the grid pattern where you planted your seeds. Guess what? It's a weed. Pull it.
Brilliant.
It's brilliant. And you go out, I spend probably, I don't know, 15 minutes a day in my garden. I could spend more. I could sit out there all afternoon long because I just love it. But about 15 minutes a day. I water every day because it's so darn hot. I mean, you know, in the summer it gets to be 90, 100 degrees. It's been very hot. So I water every single day. And the best time to water is in the morning. But, you know, first thing in the morning, because then the water doesn't sit on the plant leaves. Also very important, water around the base of your plants. Don't water the leaves of your plants. Now, I happen to water in the evening because for me, I'm at work at 7:30 in the morning. So I would have to be watering my plants at 6:30 in the morning, which doesn't work for me. So
too early.
It's too early. So I water in the evening and I look around. I have a minute to inspect all of the plants, to pull any weeds. And because you've used the Mel's mix and your soil is so darn light, a weed, I don't even need to wear gloves. Pull the weed, gone. And everything so far is growing very well. I finished last season, including the cost of putting the whole garden together. And you could just use wood that you have lying around and make your own garden beds. I didn't do that because, well, didn't really have time or the inclination to be both a gardener and a carpenter. So we bought a kit and Amazon delivered it right to my door, which was awesome. And we put it together in an afternoon, did the Mel's mix, and we had everything set up within like 4 hours, which was astonishing. And it was great. And last year, I want to say we figured out, we went through all the trouble figuring out how much it would cost to buy everything that we grew at one of the stores to buy organic produce. And we wound up like $200 a head over the course of one summer.
And that's after all the cost of materials.
All the cost of materials. Yes, it was not after the cost of labor, but you know, that was fairly minimal. And I got to eat what I wanted to eat. I had tomatoes. I did not get a chance to grow eggplants, which are my favorites, but we grew all sorts of peppers. I had so many chili peppers last year. It was incredible. And we made our own red pepper shake on pepper stuff, which was great because we grew cayennes.
Mm-hmm.
So that was wonderful. But you name it and we grew it. And I'm so excited to tell you, Maddie, because I haven't even told Maddie this yet. I'm growing an heirloom cantaloupe this year.
Ooh.
And we have the first cantaloupe on the plant and it looks like Cinderella's little pumpkin.
Oh.
It's so cute. It's like maybe 3 inches around and it has like, it's a climber plant. So it has the little tendrils that hold onto things. And so those are coming out around it and it looks just like Cinderella's magic pumpkin. It's so awesome. And I'm growing everything organically. So I was very careful to make sure that all the different composts and everything that I got for the garden was organic. And I'm using organic seeds as well. And I'm not using any pesticides or herbicides on it. I want to be able to go out and pick a tomato and pop it in my mouth. I don't want to have to worry about any sort of chemicals or anything on it. I'm not certified organic in any way, shape, or form. But I have to tell you, I went from having a black thumb to a green thumb, which is just incredible. And I'm so into it now. And now I want everybody to have a garden because we grew so much stuff in our garden. I thought, what if everybody had one 4x4 foot square garden, say in the front of their house, and everybody in the neighborhood grew one thing in their garden and shared throughout the neighborhood? That would solve a lot of food problems.
Yes, it would.
I mean, I think we live in a small neighborhood. We probably only have maybe a dozen houses in our neighborhood, but that's a dozen different types of produce that you could have on a regular basis.
Fresh produce and produce that you know was grown in a responsible and sustainable manner too.
Yeah, with love.
With love, lots of love.
Yeah.
And it's cool because after your first year of investment, once you have your raised beds, I mean, that's that. Those are, especially if you get the plastic ones or vinyl ones, those are going to last for years and years and years. So that initial investment, that's a year one cost. And then after that,
I mean,
you're doing is buying some new soil and some seeds.
That's what we did. And
where do you get your seeds from?
Oh, seeds. You guys, if you're interested in heirloom organic seeds, go to growjourney.com. These are local to Greenville farmers that are raising their own seeds, and they have a seed subscription that you can get for either a small garden or a large garden, and they will send you seeds that are appropriate for the season. And you get grow guides that will tell you how to grow them, what you need to look out for, when things are ripened. I just, one of the things that they, that got them into organic and heirloom seeds, they're called ground cherries. And they're in the tomatillo family, and but they're sweet. So they have a little bit, they're like cherry tomato kind of size, and they're yellow. And they have a little bit of a tomato taste, but they kind of taste like pineapples. And they're so cool. So you know that they're ripe when they fall on the ground. Hence the name ground cherries.
Ah.
Yes. And so we have had, we have a bunch of them growing right now in a pot. We grew them in a pot and we've had four. So I've gotten to eat four ground cherries so far, but I have a feeling they're all going to grow and drop at the same time. So I might make ground cherry jam.
Ooh.
Never made jam before, but I never gardened before. So you can start one thing, you can start another. But yes, we'll have that link on our website too, growjourney.com. They are awesome, and you should sign up. It's you'll wind up with all sorts of varieties of things that you never even knew existed, and
it's cool.
It's so completely cool.
Yeah, and one thing about this kind of project is if you're still a little intimidated, start small. Start with one raised bed, garden that for a year, get the hang of it. Next year, add another and another. You know, big projects, you got to start them small and you can grow them.
Yeah. And you can also, if you're interested in seeing how my project is going or has gone, I am blogging about it at howwillmygardengrow.com. So you can come and you can check it out. It has all the lists of everything that I've put in the garden with sources. Once again, we are not sponsored by any of these people. We don't get paid by them. But if I like it, I'm going to go ahead and put it out there so that people who are interested can find them too. So
we'll do a later episode. I live in an apartment. I don't have the luxury of having space for square foot gardening, but I found gardening in pots this year. So we're going to talk about that on a later show. So stay tuned for future Saturday Splash editions. And thank you guys for tuning in to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK, The Answer.
And don't forget, send us your emails. Visit our website, send us emails, let us know what you're interested in. If you want to be a guest on the show, contact us. We'd probably love to have you. Maybe not. Depends on who you are. But yeah, we'd love to have you. So give us a call. You can find our phone number on the website, saturdaysplash.com. And thanks so much for listening.